This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, usually, the first Tuesday of the new month brings some new beer to the ESPN Ithaca studios.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll be honest, life kind of got in the way for both of us.
Yeah, definitely.
But more importantly, we're back.
Indeed.
That is the most important thing in all of this. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Eric Norson joins us inside the ESPN Ithaca studios. I've missed you, my friend.
Missed you too, man.
Have you really, though?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. How's everything been going, dude?
It's been going.
Yeah?
I've been a bit busy. You know,
I believe
took a bit of time off at the end of October, and then had to rush to catch up, you know?
I know.
It's kind of wild.
It is the season, but I know we say this all the time, but like now we're in mid-November instead of it being early November.
Yeah.
And pretty soon the year's going to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we're just kind of getting into that mode where it's like putting things to sleep right now. Like
it felt like weeks ago we were at your place for the release of the BTL Smash Double.
I know, it's been so fast.
Like where the hell did the time go?
I know, right?
It's absurd, man.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's just been flying by.
I know. All right, so we got two bottles of something
yep.
and a Colossus can, which I know exactly what it is, and I'm so excited to try it. But what do you want to start with first?
Oh, let's start out with the, I accidentally already opened this.
Oh, opened it.
Vienna Lager.
Let's get to it. Dockside Vienna Lager.
Yeah.
An absolute classic.
This is the latest batch I made, and like I'm just getting like really happy with this recipe. And,
really?
Like, it's getting to those like final points where it's like I think I have this like right where I want it.
And, really,
like, it's just down to like yeast wrangling now. You know, like,
what do you mean by that?
Just how you take care of your yeast, like how much yeast you're pitching, how much oxygen you're giving it, what kind of temperature fluctuations you're going through, and like it's just really like modulating how the yeast live in the beer and create the beer. You know?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and like so it's just. It's just getting cleaner and cleaner, and
always
the aroma is just toasty and herbally. And it's just nice, toasty,
that's
dry.
That's really toasty.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. It's just
so not much has really changed besides that you kind of mentioned with like the yeast and everything.
Yeah, pretty
like
much
that.
Nothing else has changed. Yeah.
That's really good.
Just like how, like what temperatures I'm fermenting it at, like how I let it dry, scale up and then drop down.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it's just
I think it's right on the money
like,
right now.
I don't want to trash like the history of Wagner Brewing, but like when I started, I didn't drink this beer at all because I wasn't really happy with it. And
it's really good.
And now it's just this really fantastic.
Have some more, man. You yeah, you deserve
absolutely.
It. Here, pour just a tiny bit
yeah,
of mine.
Absolutely.
That's just really dynamite.
Yeah.
What's the ABV on this one?
It's 5.1%.
5.1? Okay. Not bad whatsoever.
It's a nice, super... like, light beer, but super flavorful.
Yeah. When did you bottle these up? Do you
that
remember?
Was about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I believe
still
so.
Pretty fresh.
Yeah, super fresh.
So good.
Yeah, it's just... And cleaner and better over
no,
there.
No, man,
you
it's
know?
Really good. That's so good. We also have a chance for you to win a growler and a fill. That's coming up in just a little bit to visit Eric and the folks at Wagner Valley Brewing. Of course, you can pick up a 6-pack of Dockside, or you can get a growler of something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what else we got?
Next up is Doppelbock.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year, man. I mean,
exactly.
I know we've talked about how...
Here, I'm going to... Changes so yeah. not, I don't get the end of it over the phone and just dump on your
dump all the beer on the phone. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't done that yet.
You know, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I feel like we've like never have really made a mess here inside the studio. But I feel like we've made a mess mostly because of Dan when we've had our broadcasts at your place.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. Smell is great as always. And there's nothing touched with this one.
Yeah.
It's just the same old classic recipe
mm-hmm.
that is perfect for this time of the year. You said, now obviously this kind of like dates things a little bit, but do you remember when it was kind of like a seasonal beer and then all of a sudden became a regular year-round sort of
craft? I don't recall offhand. No. I think it was probably like, because I know it started in 97, so probably like around 2000 is when they started making it year-round, I believe. Yeah.
Why do you think so many people like this beer as much as they do? Because, like, it literally is your go-to beer. Like, it is your, like, classic beer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for this area, it's just kind of, it's part of the craft brew heritage in this area to begin with nowadays. I mean, back in, like, the early 2000s, it was picking up gold medals in GABF, Great American Beer Festival, and stuff. And it was just, it kind of set an example for this area for quality of beer. From the beginning, you know?
It's amazing how much you know about, like, all of this stuff. Yeah. And I mean this nicely, like, as kind of like a transplant.
Yeah.
Because, like...
I look up to it. I mean, people ask me the question, so it's good to know.
Right. That's yeah, just exactly. It. That's just it.
Yeah.
I love it, though. But this, again, this is one of those beers that you can drink any time of the year. It's like the perfect Christmas Eve beer when everybody's hanging out. You're going to have... Let's face it. Everybody has a couple of... beers or, you know, shots of something or other, whatever it is.
I hit a lot of eggnog with bourbon, you
know?
Do you
really?
Oh, God, I love it. Yeah.
I've never had eggnog because I just don't like eggs.
Oh, okay.
And so just the thought of it and just the look of it, just that kind of color to it, just, I don't know, it doesn't do it for
me. No, I understand.
Am I missing out?
I'm going to be honest, you know? I'm sorry.
That's fine. No, because I think people think I'm crazy for not liking eggnog because there are so many places around here that as soon as like late October hits, you see their shelves, like, you know, grocery stores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The stores are just stocked with so much eggnog.
Yeah.
And you like go a week later, there's hardly any left.
Oh, yeah. People just wipe
that's
them out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People like literally wipe that stuff off the shelves. And it's crazy to me. And I just feel like the lone lunatic or something like that who just doesn't like
this
stuff.
I mean, like, I'll be honest, it doesn't look too appetizing when you pour it, like how it kind of like folds in on itself and stuff, especially like when you have liquor in there, you'll see how there's like that separation and stuff.
Is there?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's the problem, though. That's the problem. Here's my problem. It's something that roots back to my childhood.
Mm.
For the longest time, I didn't like a lot of different foods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never really tried a lot of them. I just kind of was under the impression based on how they looked that I wouldn't like them, and forevermore was just like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like that might be my problem with eggnog is that I've never actually have tried it, but the smell and the look of it to me is just like, it turns me off.
Yeah.
So I just have never had it.
No, I understand. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I mean, if I had not grown up with it and like never tried it and you poured it, because it has that kind of sharp smell, like, I mean, like if you smell the nutmeg and stuff and everything, behind it, there's this kind of like sharp yogurty kind of smell and it's almost kind of mayonnaise-y, you know? And like, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. No. You know, in fact, like when I was younger, like, God, I used to like kill like half gallons of it. Like, so
really?
I only get like one a year, you know, and that's it.
Yeah, but still, everybody's obsession with it. It's crazy. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on VTL. Eric Norrison joining us inside the studio as always. Your chance to win a growler and a fill, that's coming up in just a little bit, and we've got a colossal can of something. I know exactly what this is.
Yeah.
You tell the people. I'm so excited by this.
So this is Jumis, a Baltic porter brewed with a bit of smoked malt in it to give it a nice little smokiness in the finish.
Okay. And how did this creation come to be? What was the background behind it and everything else like that?
So yearly, as you know, we've come through like this time of the year, we usually do a Imperial Stout or Porter of some variety.
Yeah.
So this year I decided to do a Baltic Porter, which is a it's a lager fermented porter. And it's about 8.3%. And then so if you remember Fjord Expedition, which had a bit of smoke malt in it.
Yeah.
I had half a bag of smoked malt left over, so I'm just like, this would be a really great place to use it, and decided to put it in there.
Decided to use it. What's the ABV on this one? Do you remember?
It is 8.3%, I believe.
8.3. And this just came out, because I think it was like late October or so. I saw your post on Instagram with it, and I'm like so excited. I was ready to go to try this stuff. And then we've just got pushed back and pushed back. And now here's finally that moment. I love the color to it, by the way.
Yeah, looks great. Good aroma.
Ooh. I like that.
That is solid. Just that chocolatey nice. With like a nice smoky finish to that.
Very smoky finish.
Yeah. That's.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. Super clean.
Well done on this, dude.
I like this beer a lot.
This is a good beer.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. What was the inspiration behind the name? As always, I got to ask that.
Jumis is like a, I believe it's Latvian, because Baltic area,
right.
Latvia is a Baltic country, is a Latvian icon or just like kind of god figure of the harvest.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a harvest beer.
Look at you. Making yeah. it happen. How many of these barrels did you produce and stuff like that, you know?
Well, some of it got sidelined into some barrels, so think we only made about 8 or 10 half barrels of it, so really? About 6 barrels total, if you include the 6 stills, yeah.
Okay.
So about 6 barrels was packaged, and then about another 3 barrels was put into cooperage. Yeah.
I like the way you do your things, man.
Mm.
It's awesome.
I mean, like, I just kept on running it. When I worked under Eric Byers, I noticed we ran into these issues of, like, well, you'd make this beer and then you'd wind up with it until, like, May or something.
Yeah.
And you kind of got to sell it all because it's a really expensive beer to make.
Right, yeah.
But if you, like, you know, make a smaller batch and sideline part of it to a barrel, you get to have a better turnover of the beer and everything.
Makes
sense. Keep things moving.
And it means it's, you know, it's not going to be out there for...
Exactly.
A very long time.
Exactly. It's more which limited
means,
edition.
Which means you need to go try this because mm-hmm. this stuff is really good.
Yeah.
I am very impressed by
also,
this.
Also, like, speaking of come visiting and trying it, we yeah. just finished up tacking up the bottom of the deck there.
So oh,
it's
did
now
ya?
Sealed on the bottom and, like, it's going to be, like, temperature controlled. We're, like, we're shooting for making that space a four-season room. So, like,
that'd be awesome.
It's staying warm, pretty warm right now. I mean, like, it's been cool over the weekend and we're keeping it pretty warm in there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Again,
so, like, come visit and check that out.
Yeah. yeah. This was a huge project that they undertook some time ago and basically enclosed the famous brew deck there. Because of, you know, the, I want to say the craziness of the world and everything like that,
yeah.
but like, you know, to keep people happy and keep people coming out and about.
Exactly.
You know?
And have more space available for
right.
people, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah. That's just it. So this, I tell you what, when we were up there, it was I don't mean to be like mean about it, but it was a miserable day when
yeah.
we were up there last May. It was cold, it was rainy, and everything
yeah.
like that. But people still were like filing through like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Because how enclosed it was, because
yeah.
because it literally felt like a nice, normal sort of day.
Exactly.
You know, looking out at Seneca Lake.
Yeah.
You know, and here we are like getting ready for the winter season and everything like that. Go out and enjoy the brew deck because it's still going to be there for us to enjoy.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
It's a giant glass house. It's just going to keep temperature, you know.
It's so awesome, yeah. man. Any big plans coming up for you guys or the wine side of things?
I've got a few more beers to drop in the next few months.
Look at you.
You know, I think I made one of your favorites last week, so...
You think you made one of my favorites?
I think I made one
Eric,
of your
what
favorites
are you doing to me
last
here?
Week. So, you know, keep an eye out for that.
All right. I'll check it out. You're going to post it, I'm assuming, on your Instagram and Twitter
oh,
and everything
course,
like
yeah.
that. Make sure you follow him at Wagner Brewing on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram because that's where I get all of my little tidbits of information about what's coming up. We got to give a growler and a fill to a listener today. Who are we giving that to?
Let's give it to number 6.
Number 6 it is. It's 607-533-0077. Again, that number is 607-533-0077. Been looking for caller number 6 to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing Company. Make sure you check them out, Route 414 in Lodi and at wagnerbrewing.com. Great stuff, man.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers, buddy. BTL is back after this.